Welcome back, soul fam. You're with myself, Cosmic Angel 555. This is for the new moon in Taurus on the 7th of May 2024. But as ever, all of these readings are timeless. So this is a collective reading for a personal reading, Hussite Reiki session or attunements, hypnotherapy, sound therapy or spiritual counselling. Head over to my website cosmicangel5555wixsite.com. Also, if you would like to check out some of the infused intention candles and ritual oils and infused bath bombs, head over to my Instagram, cosmicangel555. So, new month, new vibration. I will do a quick run through of some of the major cosmic influxes of this month to mark in your diary. So, on the 1st of May, we have the Celtic Wheel of the Year Beltane Festival. This marks the beginning of summer, and do check out the podcast that is up on that. There will be the rest of the months in the Wheel of the Year to follow, as well as the Celtic gods and goddesses, the deities. Okay, so the 2nd of May, we have Pluto going retrograde in Aquarius. So this is slowing down some of them intenso energies and transformations and giving us a chance to adjust to what has come to pass, integrating the major changes we have experienced. On the 7th, we have this new moon in Taurus. On the 15th, we have Mercury entering Taurus. This can slow down some of the mental energy. And it is good for sticking to decisions and plans once we've made them. It's time to think things over and be confident in our choices. Okay, on the 17th, we have Mercury in Taurus, square in Pluto in Aquarius. So something can be wrapped up, step back, gain perspective, and shine a light of clarity. On the 20th, we are moving into Gemini season. So that will be an active mind, sorting through ideas and putting together short-term plans and keeping busy. On the 23rd, we have Venus entering Gemini, so this will help us to connect with others mentally, to open up lines of communication and express ourselves. On the 23rd, we have a full moon in Sag, this will be bringing in finalizing study, finishing travel plans, passionate about our beliefs, more clarity on the bigger picture, and more to come in the next podcast on that. So the new moon in Taurus, this marks the start of a new cycle. The Aries moon cycle ends and the Taurus begins. This new moon is a great time to commit to personal goals and enjoy the pleasures in life, no matter how big or small they are. Grounding in nature, in Gaia and our heart center. Stopping and smelling the roses is all coming up under this new moon. Taurus is ruled by the heart center and it is an earth sign represented by the bull. So during this energy, it is a good time to reevaluate our relationship with our money, with possessions, with security, and tap into what truly makes us happy. We have a chance with this energy to harness and make important changes in our lives. So making some realistic and grounded solid plans and open up to reaping rewards for the new chapter, no matter how big or small they are. It will be 2 weeks till the next full moon in Sag. So setting intentions, reevaluating, Relationships with money, with possessions, with security. Stopping to smell the roses, making plans, plans, plans. Okay, so let's take a moment now to ground our cord into Mother Gaia, into the lower worlds. And also grounding that cord up into Venus, the cosmos, and the upper worlds. Tuning into our heart center, the middle worlds, and the amazing frequencies of love, light, and guidance that's available right now. Going to play some heart chakra frequencies. So guys, we're going to get stuck right in now, but I just want to mention, whoa, how we were all feeling this full moon in Scorpio. I am actually recording this on the full moon. And the Divine Masculine have been just getting tested and tested, and the Divine Feminine has been holding space. And that's what's so beautiful about that connection. One of the aspects. So we're getting stuck right into this new moon in Taurus, and one of the overall energies that we are all working with collectively is an amazing energy of fruition. Also, when I'm looking at this, I'm seeing fruitation, which is another way of saying fruition, of bringing things to fruition. And again, if you would like to see the cards, they are up on Instagram. There's a lovely picture of a woman with a mask, and on the top of her head is this amazing headdress of fruit, of grapes, of apples. Oh, I also see two little robins there as well, and some etheric butterflies and some leaves. Wow, such a powerful card. Okay, so I'm going to get into this. As the seasons turn, there is always a time when all the potential of the spring beginnings is manifest. The crops grow tall and are ready to harvest, and they have done this from a fallow field in which we have planted seeds. The trees have flowered and now there is fruit to pick, and it is time for the harvest. When we are able to bring something to fruition, whether it be planting a project or a change in ourselves, it is the perfect time to celebrate all that we are grateful for and to mark our achievements. We may have worked very hard to bring this new situation into reality, and we may have been patient in the way we have worked over time and sacrificed much to make it happen. The harvest moon is the time to be happy about our success and share it with others. Our ancestors would sing and dance and have community festivals of thanks, all to celebrate the fruition of all the hard work and thank the gods for their assistance. These times of high energy are also times to really focus your body, as they can be quite taxing on our systems. If we don't take care, it is often time we will get ill. This moon is normally falls on the moon closest to the autumn equinox in the northern hemisphere, but that doesn't really apply right now to this. But the message of taking care, as this can be quite taxing on our systems and focus on our body, mind and soul, is the message coming true, as is the fruition. So, wow, what a good fresh energy for this new cycle that we're working with. Thank you, universe. Okay, our next card is a spiritual healing card. The divine is always supporting and guiding me. You are never alone. And when opening up to walk your highest path of healing and spiritual development, you will be provided with everything you need. It is said that the most essential practice is spiritual, because it reminds us that we are more than we think, and surrounded by and a part of this great mystery. Most of us have experienced a glimpse of the one that has given birth to all. In these moments, my throat chakra clams up. In these moments, we feel a divine communion, connection, and inner peace. We are not separated from the divine. It is an illusion of separation and thinking that we are individuals and not one soul living and breathing through all of us that leaves us in despair. Dedicate yourself to returning to the embrace of the source of all creation and be open to receiving support in everything you need. Meditation for support and guidance. Create stillness in your mind, sitting or lying comfortably, and focus on your breath. Sense the lightness of your body and start visualizing stepping out from your body. See yourself seated, lying down, and stay. I am not my body. In this light state, rise toward the sky and universe and see a warm light portal inviting you in. Imagine this portal being the entrance into the cosmic will. Stay in this space and ask for divine guidance and support, and let yourself become immersed in energy and light. Pay attention to visions and verbal guidance you might receive. When you are ready, start to descend back to your body and feel the weight of your body and full embodiment. Well, I should actually do a meditation, guys, phrase with that, because I do have a good one there of connecting to the source and being like this fractal of light. And then you can see from all angles, but it's definitely an out of body experience. Moon phases, cycle of life and our inner cycles. The L is associated with this, and the inner wisdom and higher consciousness. Wow, how powerful and on point. And before we move on to the next card, guys, in my experience and opinion, definitely Reiki and definitely orgasms are both source energy and what we feel when we are not in a body. Okay, we're moving on to the next card, which is Eagle. See from a higher perspective. Look at things from a different angle, fly higher and see new possibilities. In animal medicine, both Native American and Celtic, the eagle draws his power and strength from the sun. Wow, the sun is coming up so much with Beltane as well, and with Chernonis, which is the horned god. I have been connecting a lot with him through the sound therapy, especially with the drumming. I will be bringing a podcast with Chernonis and with the Celtic gods and goddesses, as I am being guided by my higher self and guides to do so. But Celtic, the eagle draws his power and strength from the sun. He is a powerful, strong and courageous guide who is able to see for miles. He approaches all things with intelligence, grace, and poise, and has the capacity to plan from a higher space before putting it into action. When the ego card appears in the reading, it shows that you have the real ability to take things higher and move beyond the limitations of your ego and your selfish desires. Ego medicine swirls around you, encouraging you to recognize that your views or vision may be limited at this time. Is there a chance that your own desperation, needs, or ego could be blocking you from seeing the potential in your current situation? If there are other people involved, you are being guided to see things from everyone's perspective. If you are feeling the need for something to change, how can you take the higher road? Know that if you have intentions that aren't for the highest good, it will only hold you back. Eagle medicine can help you change this. The eagle brings the energy of healing and love directly from the heart of the Father Sky and invites you to do all things from a place of love. So, wow, tapping into that eagle medicine to create that change before putting the plans into action, to see from that higher perspective, to gain that insight and knowledge. We are moving on to my first deck, Intuition Oracle. We do have three aspects coming up here, and I kind of did laugh when the first one came out because I was literally talking to one of my Reiki students the other day during a check-in, and I was mentioning all of the decorating and painting that I had done in my house, and I was showing her, and that inspired her as well to do some. This also inspired one of my other soul sisters / Reiki students to do a part of her house that she was doing. So then I realized, okay, it's a collective thing. And getting a paintbrush in your hand and changing something up can just transmute and bring life into something. It's also very therapeutic to get a paintbrush in your hand and get decorating and bring that creativity out as well. Because I remember even when I was doing my stairs, this home that I'm in is well over 100 years old. It was so happy when I came to cleanse it and sage it and give it some love. But I actually heard the stairs saying thank you. Because nobody had like properly gave them love. There was just carpet thrown on them all the time, and I didn't. I got it all done, painted, and it's all sorted now and it looks lovely. But this is why I'm mentioning this, because we do have change and home makeover coming up here. And it's funny because when I made this deck, I was obviously channeling it, and my higher self and guides was bringing this card in because I was fighting for this house that I'm in right now. So then I changed that card in the Intuition Oracle to Ancestral Healing. So anybody that has a deck now will have Ancestral Healing instead of Change and Home Makeover. So Ancestral Healing is coming up, but also Home Makeover and Change. So what can you do in your home to change up maybe the outside space as well, with the lovely weather coming back in? If you are in the other hemisphere, maybe even cozying that up to make it a bit warmer so that you can use it in the colder weather. In the moment is coming up strong here, and that, as we know, was coming up at the start with stopping and smelling the roses, engaging in the pleasures in life, in what makes us happy, in tapping into our heart center, our self-worth, our security, knowing our desires are met, our needs are met before we even ask. The next one we got is astrology. So this is coming up for a couple of reasons. The first one is to definitely be documenting the astrological events that is happening and what is happening in your life at that time, because you will see links as you go on with more new moons and full moons and retrogrades. So yeah, getting into astrology, I know it can be overwhelming at the start, but again, take what you need, leave what you don't, take baby steps to get into it. You don't have to get into every aspect of it. And now in a moment we will be moving on to the tarot. Savvy of Souls, we're getting stuck right into the tarot. First question that I asked was overall energy for this full moon. So another overall energy, and again that is linking in with the fruition. It is linking in with us really having some clarity here, with a real connection with the head and the heart. With a re-evaluation here as well of what we have in our world, being grateful, seen here with a new expression. Yeah, and basically rediscovering what we have. So the next question that I asked is, what kind of wealth do we have that we can share with others? So for this, the wealth that we have is within. It's definitely our gifts, talents and abilities. It's also our ideas and what we are putting out into the world. I do also feel like there is good news coming in here as regarding wealth and abundance and prosperity in numerous ways, and then that can be shared if you look at it like it's a circle of sharing this wealth and abundance so that it can spiral outwards onto others, and that can keep spiraling and keep spiraling, and it's just all circulating back, and there is no scarcity in the wealth or abundance. Our next question was, how can we let our creativity shine at this time? So really, again, connecting with the heart center, bringing the head and the heart into a balance with the divine masculine aspect, and then taking action on getting creative, on putting it out to the world. You know, we have the divine masculine aspect, the divine feminine aspect at the start there, because we're after getting the opposites. So but it's still to do with the head and the heart. So definitely connecting with the heart center, connecting with the emotions, staying grounded, staying centered, and letting that creativity shine. The next question that I asked is, what aspect or area of our life can we see growth under this new moon in Taurus? So for this, there's definitely lots of growth coming up under ourselves, under our self-realizations, under our understanding, under realizing that the only approval we need is our own. We don't need the approval of others. So really standing in our essence, in our power, knowing our heart, being in alignment and knowing our motives. So yeah, there's gonna be like revelations and upgrades with the light bodies. The next question I asked is, what's not being seen or what's hidden at this time? And again, good news, our next chapter, our new beginnings, our next steps. Again, we mightn't be seeing the full picture, but we're taking one step in front of the other. We're not bringing too much baggage with us. We're really, again, looking at things with a renewed perspective and excitement and joy. The final question that I asked was a message from the universe. So again, another amazing message of success, of victory, of being an inspiration, of influencing, of success, accomplishments, standing in our power. Triumph that's born out of all the work that we have went through. And our final message to wrap up this reading is one of the witches rune cards from last week, and this one is Petrio Snake. And it says, the two-headed snake with her third eye open is able to see all that is fated and has yet to manifest. Living between the known and the unknown, she counts prophecy as her domain. Cosmic and primal laws unfold before her, and she moves between their patterns, playing out her unique journey with the choices she makes of her own free will. Petrio, like Eswaz, is a deeply mystical rune and deals with the fundamental mysteries of the universe, such as the flow of individual and collective fate. The arrival of Petrio in a reading is a good omen if an outcome is yet unknown. It represents individual choice in interacting with fate. There is an underlying joyfulness to this rune. It is also a birthing rune connected to women's mysteries, which, given the inherent risks and initially unknown outcomes, is probably why it also connected to gambling for the ancients. In good omen, fate, the unknown, initiation, the occult. Carve this birthing rune onto an amulet as a charm for the well-being of mother and child, or for a quick plan-free labor.